This has become a toxic plume of contaminants that has spread underground a mile wide towards from the plant near Tyrone Mall, west-southwest towards Bogasega Bay. And while there are varying opinions on the actual health risk, the impact has been dramatic to people's homes and their real estate values and their concern about their overall well-being. And so there has been an initial cleanup process started on the site, but DEP and Raytheon are going back and forth over the next step, which is the beginning of the treatment of the contaminants located further away from the plant. And we're incredibly frustrated now about how long this is all taking to get started. And then what the timeline is planned for it to get done is a long, long process. So,
what is the cause of the delay?
Well, it's an excellent question. The DEP's letter wants some better clarification on the method of the heating up of the groundwater that Raytheon proposes to do, but it doesn't specifically list out what the concerns are, and so it seems a little back and forth. And quite frankly, it's one of those bureaucracies that you get involved with, and it's incredibly frustrating. And so the letter I sent yesterday to the Secretary of DEP and to the governor was that I wanted a bigger focus on this. I know everyone's concerned with what's going on in the Gulf, and it's oil that you can see. It's this plume of oil spreading across the Gulf, but we've got a plume underground in the Azalea area of St. Petersburg, and I want the governor and I want the DEP to be focused on that, because they need to come up with a method. If they don't like the method that Raytheon's chosen, then they need to offer some alternatives that are viable. And let's get this started, because some of the projections for cleanup are several decades. Like I said, if they have problems with the method they've chosen, then DEP needs to specifically say, we don't like this method. Here are five alternatives for you. Because this is not the first time this has happened in Florida or America. So they should be able to go out and find a method that works that for similar circumstances as ours and get it going.
What are the risks if it gets delayed any further, you know, 6 months, a year?
As far as we know, the health risks don't change. But certainly, the longer that this goes on as far as cleaning up the neighborhood, you've got people whose lives have had now what I call generational changes because of their complete loss of their value in their home. You know, a lot of people buy a house, and then that's where they put their investment. That's their biggest investment of their life. And not only do we have a bad real estate market, just because, you know, along with everybody else, but it's even more exacerbated by this situation. And people there are really having their home values are damaged because this uncertainty. You know, if they could get a plan together and say your zone is going to be cleaned up in 5 years, people can start to factor that into their life plans. But right now, it's this uncertainty. It's this question. It's when will this even start?
I mean, not to mention people who have small children.
Well, absolutely. I mean, this. Someone was joking the other day that if you wanted a great home value, you can buy some beautiful homes in there that were, you know, maybe almost $1 million homes for quite a bit less. But I don't know many people with small children that are going to get into that. And people who have children who want to leave are basically having to either walk away from their homes or live in a situation where they're fearful of what's going on.
Obviously, it's, you know, to you, it's an urgent thing that needs to get started. But do you think that our community can trust Raytheon with the cleanup efforts?
Well, I think that the point is that you bring up is excellent. I think that's in all of this process back and forth, we've actually seen what seems like DEP almost parroting what Raytheon submits as far as their analysis. And we've seen this in the Gulf spill. We need to have agencies that are regulatory. They are there to regulate. They're there to enforce the rules. They're there to make sure that our community is safe. They're not there to be buddy-buddy with the person who is responsible for the contamination. And I'm very concerned that, you know, I think that the personnel out at Raytheon seem to be working in the right direction with the cleanup plan, and DEP needs to be there and hold their feet to the fire and, you know, make sure the plan is right, but not offer any kind of administrative roadblocks to getting the plan underway. If there's a legitimate concern, let's see it, let's halt it, and give us a plan of what to do. But if there's not a legitimate concern, and it's just kind of bureaucracy, they need to get out of the way and get this cleanup underway.